super cool.
I'm here this evening with three purposes in mind. The first, as stated on the flyer, Lahodos Lahalel, to publicly thank and praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the fact that I am in fact able to be here this evening together with you, able to recover, Baruch Hashem, in a manner that allows me to return to the yeshiva, to the Beis Medrash. Hodol Hashem ki tov, ki lelon chasto. A few weeks ago, this was not a foregone conclusion at all, that I'd be able to be here at this time. When I'd be able to be here, it wasn't clear at all. For those who don't know, about 7 weeks ago, on Motzei Shabbos Parshas Vayigash, I suffered a stroke. Even in suffering the stroke, one can perceive, I was able to perceive the Chochmas HaBorei, the great wisdom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the complexity of the human brain. I give a shiur in my shul, I live in Teaneck, I give a shiur in my shul on Matzei Shabbos these days because the pandemic is done over Zoom. So I was giving a shiur over Zoom, Matzei Shabbos Parshas Vayigash. I suddenly felt some discomfort in my left arm and my left leg. I didn't think too much of it. I continued to give the shiur. I finished the shiur. And after I turned off the computer, I tried to get up out of my seat, and my leg wouldn't hold me up, and so my arm felt numb. So again, the complexity of the human brain, that one part of my brain basically was shutting down the left side of my body. The other part of the brain, I was able to continue a shiur. My wife asked a couple people the next day whether they could perceive, whether they saw anything while watching on Zoom. And nobody could tell the difference. Maybe they weren't paying close attention. It's also possible. Next year, my son, Yaakov, we looked at the recording on Zoom. So he was able to tell. He knows me better than most of the people there. He was able to tell a little bit of a shift. But again, the idea that if I spoke for another 15 minutes and finished the shiur, that was one part of the brain, but the rest of my left side basically was shut down. It came without any warning. Recently turned 63, so I'm not that old. Baruch Hashem, I've been healthy. I didn't have any other issues, any underlying symptoms or problems. And the only other time that I was ever in the hospital as a patient was when I was born, which I don't remember too much about. And about 10 years ago, I had my appendix removed. But other than that, Baruch Hashem, I've been healthy. But this was the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it landed me in the hospital. And initially, it was really not clear. One of the doctors mentioned to my wife that I would probably have to be in a wheelchair for an extended period of time. And that was the prognosis, at least initially. Nechaste Hashem, that's not what happened. Nechaste Hashem, I can walk, I'm out in power. I was Zocher to Bench Goma last week. I can't say that I'm 100% just yet, but Chaste Hashem. And that's Hodol Hashem ki tov ki lelam chasto. Rabbi Yitzchak Cohen, Shlita Rav Cohen, called me, I think it was the second day when I was in the hospital, and left a message which was tremendous chizuk. He said to me that you're in the Beis Cholim now, but that's not your makom. Your makom's here in the yeshiva, your makom's in the Beis Medrash. You can all do it to Rabbi Cohen's accent if you wish. But it was a tremendous chizuk. Just call attention, Baruch Hashem, to the fact that Rabbi Cohen is also back in the Beis Medrash. He also had his own health issues. If it's true about me that it's my makom, so it's true, whatever, about Rabbi Cohen's, he should also have a refuah shleima. One of the phrases which swirled around in my head in the hospital and subsequently in the rehab center was a phrase which the Shliach Tzibur, the Chazan, says in the Piyut Hineni, said on Hashem Kippur before Musaf, Hayei no matzliach darki asher niholich. Request that Kodesh Baruch Hu should be let my way, my walking, my path be a path of Hatzlacha. And the pasuk that I was thinking of numerous times when I couldn't move my leg at all, any part of my leg and so on, was a pasuk from Tillim that we say in the Shir Shayom for Wednesday, we'll say it tomorrow morning, Imamarti Mata Ragli Chastecha Hashem Yisodeini. If I feel and see that my feet and my foot is faltering, so it's your chesed HaKadosh Baruch Hu that will support me. Chaste Hashem kilo samnu, kilo cholor achamov. That's my first purpose this evening, to publicly give thanks and shevach and adot HaKadosh Baruch Hu that I'm able to be here this evening. My second purpose is to publicly extend my thanks not only to the Ribono Shel Olam, but to you, the Talmidim of the Yeshiva, the Talmidim in this space Medrash, to express HaKoros HaTov. I know that many people here said Tillim, and they said Tfilas, and they extended the night Seder here by a few minutes in my Zchus, the Zchus for Refuah Shleima, which was deeply meaningful to me when I heard about it. And more than meaningful, it really makes a difference. I believe very strongly. Yes, I had good doctors, good therapists, and everything else. There's no doubt in my mind that the fact that there were B'nai Yeshiva who were davening and who were learning, that made a difference in my recovery. The people who were in charge of my therapy and so on originally said I have to be in the rehab center for 3 weeks. I only had to be there for 2 weeks. I recovered more quickly, and there's no doubt in my mind it's because of the collective tefillas and learning of so many people. And for that, I owe tremendous HaKoros HaTov to the Talmidim of the Beis Medrash. A couple of weeks ago, I spoke in our Yeshiva High School in MTA, where they also, the Shiurim, learned extra, and they took on different Kabbalas. And I told them, I'm not going to go through that whole talk now. It's on BYU Torah, if you're interested in hearing it. I mentioned to the Talmidim there that one of the reasons I think it works when somebody says Tillim, when people say Tillim, especially at Tzibur, when they say Tillim and Tfilas for somebody else, is that now a Kodesh Baruch Hu has to take a lot more people into account when making his decision. It's one thing if I'm mispalel, which I certainly was, but I'm one person, and maybe I don't have enough schuyos. But when there's so many people who show that they care, so many people who are davening and learning for somebody, and now Kodesh Baruch Hu has to think, I can't disappoint all these people. I think that made a big difference. I mentioned this when Michal Zuberman pointed out to me, he sent me an email from Sefer Vayavinu Bamikra, which quotes a story from Reb Chaim, or a comment from Reb Chaim Brisker, Reb Chaim Soloveitchik. Reb Chaim, commenting on the pasuk in last week's Sedra in Parshat Mishpatim, Torah says that a Kodesh Baruch Hu will get angry and so on, and he'll make it such, your wives will be almonos, last week in Mishpatim, your wives will be almonos, will be widowed, and your children will be yisomim. Well, that's obvious. Why do I have to say of Nechem Yisomim? So basically, in a nutshell, Reb Chaim said, Kodesh Baruch has to figure out, do the children deserve to be Yisomim? I mentioned that in a human court, whether it's a Bezin or a secular court, so we have to take into account the facts that are in front of us. If a person committed a crime, he has to go to jail. But you know, when a person goes to jail, his wife suffers, his children suffer, his friends suffer. They didn't do anything wrong. But Kodesh Baruch takes everything into account. Kodesh Baruch looks at the entire picture. And therefore, if people are being mispalel and are davening and are learning on behalf of somebody else, so maybe that somebody else may not deserve the Yeshua of HaKadosh Baruch Hu on his own, when there's so many other people in the mix. That's this essay said that Reb Chaim said that's what he would tell people when he was sick. He wanted more people to be mispalel. And so I said, I'm tremendously grateful to all the members of the Beis Medrash, the Talmidim here, who were mispalel and who learned and so on, whether you knew it was for me or not for me, but it all helped. It made a difference. And we continue to daven. There are plenty more people who need Refuah Shleima. We make an announcement at the end of davening, a lot of time in Minyan. We have to say Tillim today for so-and-so is having a procedure, somebody's mother, somebody's uncle. And they make a clap and they say Tillim. We should mean it. We should understand that we're doing it because it can make a difference in that person's life, in that person's Refuah. Because all of us, as a tzibur, are davening for that person. So that's my second purpose this evening, to express my HaKoros HaTov, my thanks to all of you, to the Talmidim of this yeshiva and this Beis Medrash. My third purpose, since it is Sof Kol Sof Sichas Musar, is to kind of meld these two ideas, Makaras HaTov to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Makaras HaTov to other people, into a message that I think is valuable for all of us. This week's Sedra, Parshas Truma, Torah begins, V'yikru li Truma, and the Or HaChaim has a comment. Or HaChaim has, long, as one Rav once said, he's long but not long-winded. The Or HaChaim is usually long. And towards the end of one of the opening comments in the Or HaChaim, he comments on the word Truma, and he says, Ki ha-nefesh shel Yisrael tikra Truma, d'chsiv kodesh Yisrael, reishis, kodesh Yisrael, Hashem, reishis, waso. Pasuk in the second paragraph in the O, the Jewish people are called reishis. That's a connection to Truma. U'truma nikra reishis, u've'emtzuz l'kichas me'ez kol ish reish, yasigo shetishresh aleim ha-shatash, shetishresh aleim ha-shkina. Referring to a medrash, the Jewish people are called Rashis. Rashi actually quotes part of this medrash, the beginning of Bereshis. Bereshis, Bar Elokim, Bereshis, Bishvil Rashis. On account of, or on behalf of, or for the sake of Rashis. What's Rashis? So Rashi quotes, the Torah is called Rashis, and Klal Yisrael are called Rashis. That's why the world was created. But we look in the medrash there in Bereshis Rabbah, and similar midrashim elsewhere, other things are identified as racious also, besides Torah, besides Yisrael. The other so-called racious, Yaakov in particular, and Moshe Rabbeinu, and then it mentions Bikurim. Bikurim. Now Bikurim, of course, we give the first fruits, take the first fruits to the Beis HaMikdash. Bikurim is racious. Also in last week's Sedra, right, Mishpatim racious, Bikurim ad Moshe, Tavi Beis Hashem Alokecha. Bikurim also called racious. In the Parshas Kisavo, where the details of the more details of the mitzvah are presented, Olakachta Mereshis Kol Pri Adama. That's where it introduces Mikra Bikurim, what we say over the passage of Rami Oved Avi. Bikurim is also called Reshis. Now the problem is, Bishul Reshis, right? Bereshis, Bishul Reshis, Torah, Kal Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu. Which one doesn't belong? Bikurim. It's a fine mitzvah, but hard pressed to say that. Bikurim, is that important? What does the Medrash mean? The Medrash mentions other things too, full disclosure. But I'll focus on Bikurim. What's the essence of the mitzvah of Bikurim? The essence of Bikurim is to express HaKaras HaTov to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The farmer worked, he planted and plowed and watered everything, and worked hard, now finally he sees, literally, the fruit of his labor. And what does he have to do is to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the essence of Bikurim. HaKaras HaTov. He has to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's interesting, it's appropriate that tonight it's Rosh Chodesh Adar, albeit Adar Sheni. So most of the details of the mitzvah of Bikurim are found in Parshas Kisavo, as I mentioned before. So Parshas Kisavo, the beginning of the Sedra, comes right after the end of the previous Sedra, Kisetze, where we have the psukim that comprise what we call Parshas Zohar. Right, Amalek. What's the smichas haparshas? What's the connection between Zohar es asher asolach haMalek and the mitzvah of Bikurim? And what sort of darshan suggest? What's the Amalek? What's the characteristic of Amalek? Pasuk says asher karcha baderech. There are different interpretations of what that means, but one is asher karcha. Karcha miloshon mikre, happenstance. For the Amaleks of the world, everything is an accident. There's no Borei Olam, there's no Manhig, there's nobody running the show. It's all Mikra. It's all accidental. Things happen to go, it's all coincidence. Nothing is designed. That's the approach of Amalek. Everything is Mikra. Now the Rambam, take a look in the beginning of Hilchos Tanios. The Rambam, I think, is Perek Aleph Halacha Gimel. The Rambam writes, someone who takes that attitude and says everything is Mikra, the Rambam calls it Derech Achzorius. Derech Achzorius. That's the meat of Amalek. What do? That's not our approach. Our approach is not Mikra. It's not just so happens. It happened to be there was enough rain. I planted the right way and there was enough sunshine. It's the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the Smichas HaParshios. You have to have a course HaTov to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The very end of Parshas Bo, Ramban has a very important comment. I don't give anybody homework, but if you haven't read that Ramban, we haven't read it in a while, it's Kedai. A lot of you sodas take a point to the Ramban. The last Ramban in Parshas Bo. One of the things Ramban says is as follows. Listen to these words. Ve'ein kel elyon chafetz batachtonim milvad sheyeda ha'adam ve'yode lelokav shebro. Again. Ve'ein kel elyon chafetz batachtonim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, on high, has no desire from those of us down here, milvad sheyeda ha'adam, person, man, should know there's a Kadosh Baruch Hu, v'yodeh, sheyeda v'yodeh, to know and to thank. That's the purpose. It's not my words, it's the Ramban. That's what a Kadosh Baruch Hu wants. Kadosh Baruch Hu wants nothing more than the people here should know of his existence and should thank him. Sheyeda ha'adam v'yodeh l'kav shebro. Well, once you say that, so then the mitzvah of Bikurim does belong. If Bikurim is an expression of Akar Satov, and that's really what it's all about according to Ramban, the Ein Kelayon Chafetz, Kadosh Baruch Hu on high does not want anything from us other than Sheyeda ha'adam v'yodeh l'kav shebro. We understand the significance of Bikurim. B'shul Reishis, for that purpose the world was created. However, I'm going to add one twist. We learned 10 minutes extra earlier, so maybe we'll go a few minutes extra if it's okay. One last time. Unless for other people is sick. The words of the Ramban, the verbs, Sheyeda ha'adam v'yode. Before you can thank somebody, you have to, before you can thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's what we're talking about here. Before you can thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you have to know. You have to acknowledge. You have to recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who made all this happen. Believe me, when you're sick in a hospital and so on, you recognize that. We shouldn't have to wait for that. Because Hashem, none of you will have the experience. We have to first know and acknowledge the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sheyeda first, acknowledge. Then you can thank. You can't thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu without first acknowledging and admitting the role that he played and continues to play. It's very interesting, not a coincidence. The word Hodah, the very word Hodah, means to acknowledge and to admit. Modeh b'mitzvos, Hodas Baldin. Right, that means acknowledging, admitting. And of course, it means thanks. Birchas Hodah, Shevach Hodah, and so on. The same idea. You have to first recognize, and then you can thank. Now, it's noteworthy that grammatically, in Hebrew as well as in English, you know, when you acknowledge, you admit, you acknowledge that. I admit that. I acknowledge that, X, Y, and Z. When you thank, you thank somebody for. So in Hebrew, Lashon Hara, it's the same thing. We sometimes find the prefix she. Your mode she. I admit that. I owe $100 or whatever it is. I admit that. I'm mode she. But I thank al. And you look in the brach of modim in the Shemoneh Esrei, which we'll say in a few moments in the Ma'ariv. Modim anachlu loch. Shah to Hashem Elokeinu Blokei Vaseinu. It's acknowledging, because it's the shin. It's not al. Then we say, al chayenu amisurimidecha, al nishmasena, apkurusloch, al nifosecha, betovosecha. But first you have to admit. First I acknowledge that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is who he is. Then I thank him. Modim sheh. And then it's al. So the first step towards any type of thanks is recognition. In the morning, we get up and we say, Moda ani lefanecha melech chai v'kayom, Shech ezar tobi. I acknowledge that you will return my neshama to me. The first thing is acknowledgement. Then there's all the thanks that follow, the Birchas HaShachar. Birchas HaShachar, thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for everyday things. You know, many of us, myself included, run through the Birchas HaShachar. It's like Tfilas HaDerech, you know, where we say we're walking somewhere, we don't always pay close attention as we should. Believe me, I thought about the bracha of Amechim Mitzadei Gover, right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu sets forward the path of a person. That's based on Pesukim and Tillim, and Perek Lamed Zayin. Hashem Mitzadei Gever Kononu Udrachim Yachbot Ki Yipol Uyutal Ki Hashem Somech Yodo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Amechim Mitzadei Gover, HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows us to walk and allows us to progress and so on. The Birchas HaShachar, all of them, Mal Bisharum, Matir, all the things. We acknowledge, we've already acknowledged the role of Hashem, now we thank Him. So we should now take it upon ourselves, I believe, to acknowledge our Kadosh Baruch Hu whenever we can, not to wait, Rachman Litzlan, for some type of a tragedy or some type of a tzorah, but to acknowledge HaKadosh Baruch, to say the Birchas HaShachar. Maybe that's a Musar message to work on the Birchas HaShachar. Don't take that long, but they're so important. When we say Moda Ani, acknowledge that HaKadosh Baruch is who he is, and now I thank him for what he's blessed me with. As Ramban said again, to repeat his words, Vein kel elyon chofetz b'tachtonim, milvad sheyed ha'odom v'yod el alakav shebro. I would like indulgence just another moment or two. I would like to bring this concept of acknowledgement as a prelude to thanks into the realm of Beit Olam HaChavero as well. You thank somebody else. What do you have to do first? You acknowledge that the other person did something for you. And the root of all thanks is acknowledging another person. You know, when kids are little and they do the right thing, oh, good job, good job. We encourage children that way, but don't we all want to hear that? Doesn't everybody want to be told, good job, you did a nice thing, yashar koach? We all want to hear it. We all need chizuk. So how about providing that chizuk for somebody else? Telling a person you did a good job. But even before that, to acknowledge another person's existence. You see somebody else, you nod, good morning, hello. You know, I'm as guilty as the next person. But we walk by people all the time. We don't acknowledge the other person's existence. And some people need it. And the truth is, all of us need it. We all want to be recognized. The Salvation of Halacha talked about loneliness as one of the terrible human conditions, and not just in the lonely man of faith. In other essays also, Rav spoke about the condition of loneliness. When a person, he said, you can be lonely in a packed room. You can be lonely, you can go to the Super Bowl and be lonely. You go to Times Square on New Year's Eve. I don't think anyone should. But if you do, you can be lonely there. What do you mean? There's a million people. It's not about how many people in the room. Did anybody acknowledge who I am? Does somebody acknowledge that I exist? Or am I basically invisible? The message is to acknowledge somebody else. I will tell you again personally, the chizuk that I received from people who called me and emailed me and sent regards, you know, even people I don't know that well, but it was tremendous chizuk. It means people cared. People acknowledge my existence. We all know that prior to the giving of the Aseres HaDibros, the Torah, as a problematical pasuk in Parshas Yisro, speaks about the travels of Bnei Yisrael, right? B'chodesh HaShlishi L'tzeis Bnei Yisrael, Meretz HaBayom, it says, Bo'u Midbar Sinai, and it says all these verbs, B'loshim Rabin, Bo'u, Vayavo'u, Vayachanu, and then suddenly it switches, Vayichan Sham Yisrael Neged Ahar. So everybody knows, the problem is not that it says Vayichan in the singular, because when you're dealing with a group of people, you can say it either in the singular or the plural. I mean, in English as well. I can tell you, I remember I was once in, many years ago, I was in London. My grandmother Shalom lived there, it was a long, long time ago. And I was, riding there, and I was on a bus, and there was a soccer game on the radio. And the announcer said, and the crowd are loving it. The crowd are loving it. The crowd are loving it. In British English, you can correct me, I don't know, but in British English, at least on that broadcast, the crowd are. In English, American English, the crowd is loving it. Now, both make sense. The crowd are the 50,000 people in the stadium. The crowd are. They are. On the other hand, you're looking at this one unit, so it is. So the problem is not Vayichan, but the problem is the shift, right? And in the middle of a sentence, the English professor will not be terribly pleased with that construction of a sentence. So the answer is because, as Rashi says, we know. All the other trips and travels that they made were machlokas and so on. And now, Vayichan Sham Yisrael Neged Ahar. They came to Har Sinai, and they came as one Ki'ish Echad B'lei Bechad. We all know that. In fact, that's what we understand. You know, on Pesach night, we say Dayenu. So each one of the things in Dayenu, you can ask a question. I mean, you know, if a Kadosh Baruch Hu would have split the Red Sea, and we went through, but wouldn't have closed it on the Egyptians with Dayenu. Really, how would that have worked out? I mean, Dayenu. So it's one of the famous questions you can talk about on Pesach. But one of the answers is that each individual thing was enough to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It doesn't mean they didn't need the next thing too. But each thing on its own was worthy of thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's one problem. Ilu kervon lifnei Har Sinai v'lo nosam as haTorah Dayenu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have brought us to Har Sinai but not given us the Torah. God, really? What was significant about coming to Har Sinai? That's the answer. Vayichan Shom became a nation. Became like one. What's interesting, though, is the Medrash, it's not there, it's in Parshas Tzav, but the Medrash, Vayikra Rabba, says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was, in effect, waiting for that to happen before he gave the Torah. It was only after HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah, I'm sorry, that the Bnei Yisrael came as one, then Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Harei Shah Shani Nosein Torah Labanai. The moment has now come, as if that was a prerequisite. Why was that a prerequisite? I mean, it's nice to have Shalom and everything else, but why couldn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu give that Saras to Dibas? So there'd be Machokas. I mean, we don't want it, but it sounds like it was necessary for Klal Yisrael to come together as one unit before HaKadosh Baruch Hu give them that Saras to Dibas. Why? So an uncle of mine, Rabbi Hartman, once suggested that we look in last week's Sedra, in Parshas Mishpatim. The Pasuk says, in Kesef Talves Ami, you have to lend money. As Rashi says, one of the places where the word im doesn't mean if, it means when. You have to. It's a mitzvah. In Kesef Talves Ami. The next phrase reads, Es ha'oni imach. And Rashi comments on the words, it's actually not in some edition of Rashi, but the standard Chumashim have it, Es ha'oni imach, have a mistakel ba'atzmecha, kilo ato oni. Look at yourself like you're the poor person. You want to do a mitzvah ala chavero, look at yourself as though you're that person. That's only possible when vayichan sham ki ish echad b'lev echad. If you didn't have ki ish echad b'lev echad, HaKadosh Baruch Hu couldn't give the Torah, because half the Torah, the mitzvah ala chavero, you couldn't do. Not properly. No, that's why it was a prerequisite. The only way you can be mekayim mitzvah ala chavero is when you put yourself in the shoes of the other person. That's the proper way. That's the key to all mitzvahs. So that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to wait for Klal Yisrael to come to that point of Kish Echad B'lei Bechad. Of course, the Hillel said, you know, don't do to someone else what you wouldn't have done for yourself. It's obvious. Acknowledge another person. A nod, a smile, a friendly gesture. Even if it's not to ultimately thank the person, even if it's not to ultimately help the person, everybody wants to be acknowledged and wants to be noticed. The pasuk says by Makas Choshech, how do we define Makas Choshech? Lo ro isha sachiv. Lo ro isha sachiv. You didn't see somebody else. That's called Choshech. Maybe not in the literal sense of Makas Choshech, but in the conceptual sense. You don't see somebody else, then you're in Choshech. One of the things that Gemara says, the earliest time to daven and say Kriyashma rather in the morning is the time of Mishayakir. One of the definitions of Mishayakir, what does Mishayakir mean? When you see somebody and you recognize him. You see other people, recognize them. Gemara says in Brochas Daf Yud Zayin, we'll finish up. Amar Olav Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Shelo Hikdimo Adam Shalom Me'olam Afilu Nochi B'Shuk. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, ultimately the Nasi, responsible for so many important things in the aftermath of the Churban. Nobody greeted him in the morning before, or whatever other time, before he greeted them, I feel nachri pashuk. Even a non-Jew you'd see in the street. In the biography of Yaakov Kamenetsky's Halavacha, printed in the Art School biography, that near where he lived in the last years of his life in Muncie, near where he lived, there was a convent. We had nuns. And the mother superior of the convent commented, and many people see the nuns walking the street, you know, and in that area, and it's mostly a from neighborhood and so on and so forth, and most people avert their eyes. But this man, Yaakov Kamenetsky, said good morning and smiled and said hello. Feel nochi b'shuk. So if you see somebody else in the Beis Medrash, in the elevator, in the street, around the yeshiva, wherever you are, you nod hello, you acknowledge the other person. I'm speaking to myself too, I'm as guilty as the next person. That's uplifting to another person. Ultimately, that's the key to Ben Allah Chavero. Okay? We said Sheyeda V'yoda in terms of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's the same thing with people. First, Sheyeda. Acknowledge somebody else. Saying hello or nodding hello, it doesn't imply a lifelong commitment to that person. Just acknowledging somebody else and telling the person he's not invisible. Remember when I was a little kid, I used to see apartment buildings and I wondered, you look at these big apartment buildings, any of the apartment buildings here? I'd point to one window, and then I point to another window, which is diagonal. You think the people who live there know the people who live there? Probably not. But in the Beis Medrash, the guy at this table, they know that guy at the other table. We should wonder about that. We should think, you know, when we're here in the yeshiva, we want to acknowledge everybody else. I know what a difference it makes. Sheyeda v'sheyoda, both with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and with other people, makes a tremendous difference. You can never know when a good word can mechazik somebody else, can make a difference to somebody else. Again, I experienced it personally, so I can say it. And I once again thank all of you, as I thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. again, Sheyeda, Yoda, we should acknowledge each other, thank each other when it's appropriate, help each other when it's appropriate. That's the key to half the Torah, the mitzvah of Nalachavero, and the key to it all, Sheyeda, the Sheyoda. Thank you for listening. Have a good evening.